This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline Calgary, Alberta, courtesy of the New York Times today. One of those stories that we read and said, man, we've got to talk to this guy. It rolls one of Canada's national pastimes, hockey, in with a changing population up there and some cool linguistic twists on the side. Harnarayan Singh does Punjabi play-by-play on Hockey Night in Canada on the CBC. Harnarayan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I have to ask, man, how did this come about that you're doing hockey games in Canada in Punjabi?
Well, you know, I think the Punjabi community, the Punjabi actually ends up being the third most spoken language in Canada after the first two languages, which are the official ones, English and French.
Yeah.
And with CBC noticing that and the increasing diversity and demographics from the South Asian community, they wanted to give this a shot. And I think they initially started this just as a pilot project, but it had such success that it took off, and we're in our sixth season right now.
It is. I mean, to get right down to it, it's a business move, right? I mean, there's a million Punjabi speakers in Canada.
There are, and I'm not even sure the actual Punjabi community realizes how far it's come. And, you know, it is a business, but it also is growing the sport. It's also serving a growing community, which is CBC's mandate. And so it fits all of those purposes.
Did you just show up on the CBC's doorstep one day and say, listen, I want to do hockey in Punjabi?
I went to broadcast school for post-secondary for radio and television training, and after that I was with CBC just doing local news and whenever I could doing covering sports. And when CBC had this idea, they contacted me, I auditioned for it and applied for it, interviewed and got the gig, and I've been living the dream ever since.
One of the most charming parts of this profile of you in the New York Times today was the transliteration of Punjabi phrases into hockey speak. And the whole thing about, you know, calling the puck the alutiki and all of that stuff. I mean, does that just happen? Did that just come off the top of your head?
You know, in the initial seasons, that was one of the fun challenges that we had to face, because there was a lot of words that there wasn't an equivalent for those. And so, for example, a slap shot in hockey, there's a literal slap to the face. There's a term for that, but there wasn't a term for slap shot. So a slap to the face is a chaperd, and so we call it a chaperd shot. And I guess all the families watching, they loved these terms. And, you know, we kind of cooked up some more, realizing that this was something that was drawing people to the broadcast. And sometimes they come off the cuff, sometimes they're planned, but that's been a really big fun part of our show.
Do you have one for he shoots, he scores?
Yes, we have Maria shot, they keep that goal. Wayne Gretzky, Los Angeles Kings waste.
Oh, man. You probably can't answer this question, but who do you like? I mean, I'm a Rangers fan from way back.
Well, I grew up in Alberta, and there's two NHL teams here, so I'll give you a hint. It was one of those, but you know, I'll give you the politically correct answer, which is true, though. I like following the personal storylines of the players now, because you get to know them, and you kind of become fans of players now more than just following a single team.
Harnarayan Singh, he is the host and the play-by-play guy for Hockey Night in Canada in Punjabi. We read about him today in the New York Times. Harnarayan, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for having me.